before your kids get ready for school, before you reach for your keys, before your kids get on the bus, before your kids leave, before they set foot in the school, before you do a thing from teacher to parent, let's get some things established before the first bell rings. First, I need a good contact number on you, your cell phone, your home, or where you work. In the event of an emergency, what am I supposed to do if your child gets hurt? I'm not a bill collector or a bugaboo. Give me the wrong phone number for what? I'm not asking much. Get it understood right now. The teacher and parent need to stay in touch. We feed your child. Go the extra mile. Backward, we would bend. But just like we are supporting you, we need some help from you on your end. Raising a child is a work in progress, and together any problem can be solved. But the operative word in that sentence is together. This year, I need you to be involved. Instead, you wait for something to happen. You show up uninformed and go berserk. In the office, acting all ghetto, throwing your hands and yelling at the clerks. And you run up in my classroom telling me what I'm supposed to do. But the bottom line is, I spend more time with your child than you do. You don't want to be bothered at home. You let them play video games and watch DVDs. But please believe, video games and DVDs won't teach them how to read. And all that hooping and hollering and huffing and puffing about nothing will get you jack. You are the first example your child learns from. Now I see why they act the way they act. Cursing like they are grown because you curse them like they are grown. Make no mistake, I have no say in what goes on at your home. But as for me and the rest of the educators, respect is a standard. And no disrespect will be tolerated. Teach your child some manners. Teach your child something about their appearance. You might think this is rude, but stop coming to the school in that do-rag, that house coat, and them house shoes. And I'm sick of sending progress reports and report cards home that you won't sign or return. Then you show up the last week of school wondering why your kid didn't learn, asking me why your kid didn't pass. Half of the time they weren't in class, and the other half of the time they were tardy because you couldn't leave the party. And on that note, let me remind you that truancy is a crime. I'll tell you once, I'll tell you twice, then I'ma put them police in your life. So I hope you get the message. It is not to be ignored. The bell's about to ring and the assignment is on the board. This is 7.